Hi, this is Steve Barish and the Steve Barish Healing Hour. Hope everything is doing well this evening. We had a couple phone calls already before the show started, so hopefully the nice people that were on the phone will give us a call back and we can do some really good work. Tonight, Fred and I were talking last night and discussing about pharmaceuticals and how the DNA is affected by the pharmaceuticals, and how it is changing and actually bending the DNA, which is not surprising. But what I found basically is that I'm doing some new work, and the work consists of the fluids of the body. And to make it a little easier, there are fluids in the body that are 86% water. Of course, it's mixed with blood or spinal or whatever the case may be. And you can actually change the molecular structure as you can change the molecular structure of water. And hello?
Hello?
Yes, hi.
Is this Steve Barish?
Last time I knew it was.
Can I check and see? Let me know, please.
Last time I checked,
I was Flovenic, and I spoke to you about 3 or 4 weeks ago, and you told me to call back on your cell phone, and I called about 3 times, and we never caught up with each other.
Yeah, I think I've been rather busy.
Mm-hmm. Okay, well, I was a person from Santa Fe, New Mexico, who called and wanted to talk to you. I had a traumatic brain injury 5 years ago.
Yes.
And you had talked to me, and we tried a few things, and I didn't really feel any response. But interestingly enough, I went to the gym the next day, and I was able to do things there that day that I hadn't been able to do before.
Yes.
And so I was excited to call and tell you that, but I never reached you. Now
yeah,
I'm in
bad
shape
about
again.
I get so busy. This morning I got emails on my computer. I had 26 emails that I had to return. So it's sort of crazy with me now.
Well, if I knew your email, you would have had 27.
Okay, thanks. Yes.
And so I was calling back, number one, to tell you that what was, but what happened that next day. But I have not been well since then, and I've been in Los Angeles seeing neurologists and neurosurgeons, and they thought they might have to put a shunt in my brain, but they decided they wouldn't.
Okay.
And I've been this way for 5 years. It was my fifth anniversary.
Yeah, there's a lot going on in the medulla oblongata, actually, down to about 6 inches into your spine. So what we're going to do is I'm putting a light right between the medulla oblongata and the spine. Actually, it's there right now. You should feel a lot of energy. Now, if you can't feel it, that's okay, but I'm feeling it, and it's right below the nub of the space between the brain and your lower back. In other words, actually, it's in your upper back. It's about 4 inches below the brain stem. So what we're doing is lighting that up really, really much. If you can, are you into energy a lot? Can you feel or see light?
No, I don't.
Okay.
I've never been lucky enough to do that.
Not a problem. If it takes a day for you to inaugurate this kind of energy, that's okay. What we're doing right now is that in the medulla oblongata, there's a lot of energy that's building up, a lot of forces that are building up. And I think that'll help you tremendously. It's going down the spine. Now, I'm about 4 feet above your head, and I'm looking down, and I'm also looking at the back of your spine. So I'm looking in two different ways, and it looks like the energy is opening up quite well. So you'll have to tell me tomorrow And I'll my email is Stephen Barish at bbsradio.com.
CBSRadio.com.
Right, it's S-T-E-P-H-E-N-A Barish, B-A-R-I-S-H. And just, you know, let me know tomorrow. If it takes that long, that's fine. That happens a lot. Some people it happens instantaneously, and some people it happens...
What kind of response am I looking for?
Well, I think what's happening is that the brain is lightening up, and so is the spine. I can feel the energy. What's happening right now? There's waves of energy. Excuse me?
Mm-hmm.
There's waves of energy that are going down the spine and touching the spinal fluid. The spinal fluid actually is in all muscles of the body. That's why there's so many feelings and so many different kinds of, when people get massages or something and they can feel the energy of something that happened 20 or 30 years ago, the spinal fluid is in every muscle. And what's happening right now is that we're making a wave of energy. There's a lot of negative energy coming out of you right now. So I think it's really good. It's coming out right below the medulla oblongata. So there's a lot happening and a lot clearing.
Do you think that this might help my balance?
I think so. Whatever is happening, God's in control, honey. All I'm doing is passing the energy through me to you. So whatever he's doing, he knows better than anybody what to do. So I'm just a conduit, honey. I'm no better than anybody else. So just sending the energy where it needs to go. And it seems like it's
clear. Well, I will send you an email and let you know if anything has changed by tomorrow.
Sure. And what's happening is I can feel the atomic structure and the molecular structure changing. The fluids are really, really lightening up. And there's, you know what's interesting is that there's a harmonic song that the DNA actually sings. And it's really beautiful to see, and it's really beautiful to watch it dance. So, and it's going to town for you. So we'll see what happens.
Well, I sure hope that that something good will come from this. Because
I hope so. It happened last time. So just give yourself a day or two and allow that to work and let it integrate and give me a call back.
I'll do that, Steve. Thank you.
Oh, you're quite welcome.
Have a good day.
You too.
Bye now.
Bye-bye. As I was telling that, I forgot to even ask where she's calling from. But the DNA actually has a beautiful musical tone. Everything in our body has tones. It's really amazing how the body works and how it responds to universal love and universal change. I don't know why I'm... Hello?
Hello.
Hi.
Hi.
What is your name?
Rosemary.
Oh, hi, Rosemary. I'm Steve.
Hi.
Hi.
I've worked with you before.
Yes.
And had fantastic results.
Thank you.
And I have the occasion to have a very long car drive where I got to be passenger for quite a few hours.
Okay.
And I did, as you had suggested, of going into meditation and just holding that one thought of I'm breathing in the breath of God.
Yes.
Which is now vibrating through every cell in my body. And I
yes.
do that until I would just totally go out.
Right.
And
right.
I think I stayed with that for about 12 hours.
Okay.
And I'm having some... I saw a healer in Nevada.
Yes.
He strongly suggested that I work with someone because there seems to be a problem with my thyroid.
Okay.
And I thought, could I work with you on that? Whatever I did to create it, I'm so sorry. I promise not to do it again.
What's that, Tara?
Whatever I did to create the illness.
I'm more than happy to help you. Not a problem.
Thank you.
Let's just see. Now, the thyroid is a little dark. So what we're going to do is I'm going actually into the thyroid. and I'm right in the center of the thyroid right now. Are you capable of feeling energy there?
Yeah, I'm feeling a lightness and a fluttering right now.
Yes, yes. So what we're doing is changing the energy in the thyroid. And also, if you notice, from the thyroid all the way down to the first chakra, things are being cleared very fast. You should be able to feel at the bottom of the spine, near the coccyx area, and right above the coccyx area, you're feeling a lot of energy. Can you feel that?
Oh, yeah.
Good, honey. Good. What we're doing is opening up the coccyx area, which has been really, really out of balance for a little while and shut down. So what we're doing is taking the energy and opening things up. Now, you should be able to feel that in the back of your head now.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Can you feel it in your throat area?
Warm, yes.
Yes, good, good. So what we're going to do is, if you take your finger, do me a favor, and right in the center of your eye, in other words, right below the eyebrow, take your finger on the left-hand side of your eyebrow and move it slowly, and you'll feel a high-pitched sound if you're into it. Can you feel energy?
Somewhat, yes.
Okay. Move it, and I'll tell you when to stop. That's it, right there. Can you feel the energy flowing through your body better?
Yes.
Okay. The eyes, I found this out about 10 years ago. Just hold that for a moment. I found out about 10 years ago that there are tones around the eyes. And the eyes can really cure an awful lot of things. So what I'm being told is to hold that spot. Now, you should be able to feel a lot of energy through your body now.
Pulsing,
yes. Yes. The eyes, all around the eyes are tones. And I've been playing with that, as I said, for about 10 years. And now what I'm doing is automatically changing the energy to a higher vibration around the eyes. What I'm doing is that the reason I'm doing this is that I'm looking into your eye, and I'm actually looking into the coccyx area through your eye. Now, why I'm given that, I don't know, but that's what God is giving me, and that's what I'm looking at. So what I'm going to do is ask you to breathe through your eye, and I'm going to explain to you how to do that. Just take a breath through your mouth, and you should be able to feel the eye opening up and energy going in. It's like a cool air going into the eye. Can you feel that?
Yeah.
Good. If you just stay where you're at and just breathe through your eye, you're going to feel that energy down by your coccyx area. So breathe it in again. You should be able to feel that opening up down there and a lot of energy going down there. Can you feel that?
Yes.
Okay. What I would suggest doing now you're open, is take your finger, put it over the other eye in the same place.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Breathe through that eye. You should be able to feel the same energy going down on the left side as you did the right side. So what we're doing is balancing things out. How does that energy feel?
Oh, I've had a backache for 6 days and it's gone.
How does it feel down in your coccyx area?
Good.
Good. Your whole spine is opening up now and it's releasing. What I found is that when you breathe through the eyes, it doesn't go through the front of you. It goes through the back of you. And we need to open up the back of us as well as the front of us. We do have back chakras.
Mm.
So that seems to be working very well for you.
Thank you.
You should feel very light. How does that feel to you?
Yes, I feel very light.
Good, good, good. Everything is opening up. The spine is letting go, and there's a lot of darkness coming out of the spine all the way down. So what we're doing is that the spine is opening up, and all the nerves in the spine are releasing so it can go through the body even better. You should be able to feel that energy going through your body, down the arms, down the legs, and into the brain. Can you feel that?
Yes.
Good, honey. Just breathe that in. That's it. Now your eyes should be opening up also. You should be able to have a lot more vision through your eyes. Are you calling in the east? Are you coming from the east or the west coast, or where are you calling from?
Midwest.
Do you have any flowers in your home, or green, or do you have grass outside or trees or whatever?
Not yet.
Okay.
Not a grass.
Okay.
A darling little puppy dog to look at that's alive.
Okay. So it's still cold out there?
Oh, yes.
Okay. Let's see what we can have you look at in the house. Do you have any artwork?
Oh, yes.
Okay. What I would like you to do is take a look at the vibrancy of the colors in the artwork. I think you'll find that a lot brighter.
Mm-hmm.
How does that look to you?
Seeing.
Excuse me?
I was having trouble seeing 5 minutes
Well,
ago.
That's why we're going through the eyes, honey.
Mm-hmm.
How does that look to you? How do the colors look?
Brighter, more vibrant.
Right. Good, honey. What I would highly suggest is about 5-6 times a day. You know, this is really interesting. I'll tell you why. 10 years ago, when I was doing this work with the eyes, people couldn't take the energy. And I was very taken back that people couldn't handle this kind of vibrancy. And now with the energy coming in, it's easy to do. So we've moved along tremendously in terms of energy. And so I'm really proud that you're able to handle that kind of energy. I think everybody can now because the vibrancies are much, much stronger. And you feel very focused.
Yes.
It feels good to me.
Okay.
Is there anything that we need to work on besides the eyes, dear?
The healer that I had seen in Nevada said there was a nodule on the thyroid itself that needed to be dissolved.
Yeah. I'm looking at it. That's letting go. Breathe through the eyes, honey. What I would like you to do is say, I breathe in the breath of God through the eyes. That's it. Now, if you hear what I'm doing, I'm breathing through my mouth. So what I'm doing is, and that energy is going right down to the nodule. Can you feel that?
Oh, yeah, warm.
Yeah, yeah.
Really warm.
Yep. Can you speak up just a little bit, honey?
Okay.
Thank you.
Really
I couldn't
warm.
Hear you. Thank you.
Thank you.
Take that energy in, and what you want to do, I've taught this to a lot of people. As a matter of fact, Valerie Olmsted and I were discussing it one day. Take in a breath, and what you want to do is just allow that energy to go through your eyes and allow it to go through your mouth all at the same time. And just let go. What we need to do, God knows where that energy needs to go. Wherever it needs to go, that's where it needs to go. And the more we let go, the more we can be healed. So the idea of it is, no matter what it is, let it go.
Right.
And I think you'll find that that energy will be very specific in areas that it has to go. It might not even be in the thyroid. It might be somewhere else in the body that would connect to the thyroid. So we don't know. We don't know God's ways, so we need to allow everything to release all on its own.
Yes.
But your heart is like a heart of gold. You've got a gorgeous heart.
Well, thank you.
You're going to have to speak up, honey.
Thank you.
Thank you. What I would suggest doing is doing that breath.
Yes.
And that'll really help you. Now, you should really feel your heart opening up an awful lot.
Oh, wow.
Can you feel that?
Yes.
Good, honey. Good. I'm going to take you into a state of nirvana. So just let go. That's it. Allow that to open up. You're doing beautifully. Okay, your aura is expanding tremendously around your body and it's clearing. What we need to do, honey, is let go of the thyroid. Let go of the thyroid. Just let it go. Everything wants to clear all by itself. That's it. Can you feel that releasing now?
Yes.
Good. What we need to do that's very important, to be able to feel the DNA, the RNA, the cellular structure, the atomic structure, is to let go. The more we let go and the less we focus, the more focused you will become. Everything works almost in reverse with energy. So the more you let go and get unfocused, the more focused you will be.
Mm-hmm.
I know it sort of sounds funny, but that's the way it works.
Well,
so as you're doing that, you're becoming a lot more grounded. Can you feel that?
Yes.
Good. Now, you got a lot of dark energy coming out of your hands, which is appropriate. Because what we're doing is releasing an awful lot of energy. Your hands are pure white light right now.
I can see that.
Thank you.
I could hardly move them before this phone call.
Yes, that's good. Whatever I can do better. You have to believe in who you are. That's God's promise. He's given us a promise that we can do anything that we want. And whatever I can do for you, you can do for other people, and maybe even better. So allow yourself to be free. Allow yourself to understand that we have the freedom of our own expression. And the more that we let go, the more that we will receive the energy of the Lord.
Yes.
Okay?
Thank you.
Now, you're letting go. I'm going to be with you for a few minutes here because there's a lot happening. I'm going to be monitoring you for the next few minutes. You should be able to feel everything releasing in your spine. You should be able to feel it releasing in the back of your brain. What we're doing is that we're going to make you very, very happy with nirvana. How do you feel now?
Just like a 5,000-pound weight that I didn't know that I was carrying has been lifted off me.
Right. That's it. I'll try to explain something to you the best way that I possibly can. Wherever you're standing is holy ground.
Yes.
Wherever anybody is standing is holy ground. We need to believe that. We need to believe that we have the ability to touch God in a way that never been able to touch before. And wherever we're standing is holy ground. And you should be able to feel that energy coming through your feet. How does that feel?
They tingle. That's
yes.
Good.
That's good. That's a good thing.
Mm-hmm.
So we need to allow ourselves to be free.
Mm-hmm.
You need to be able to be free to be able to feel all this. And what we're doing is that you're making a stronger connection to God and a stronger connection to yourself all at the same time. We need to believe in ourselves even more. And the way to believe in ourselves is just to let go and let that energy flow through you. And as we're saying that, there's more negative energy leaving. You know what happens is that even though we can see light, the light becomes stronger. And the light that we have, sometimes it'll take out the darkness with it. And that's what's happening to you today. So now you should feel tingly all over your body and all in your spine. Can you feel that?
Yes.
Good. Good. Oh, that feels much better. You seem to be much happier and much lighter.
Yes.
I think you're in a state of nirvana.
Wow.
How does that feel to you?
Happy. My
Good,
body
honey.
Feels like a place where I can live now.
Wonderful. Wonderful. You have great abilities, dear. Please, just take them and run with them. Sit down and meditate with them. Get in touch with your feelings. There are super feelings that we have that are hidden in the DNA and RNA. All you need to do is sit down, and your body will open up to that now. Because what you're doing is changing tremendously. You're going to be a great healer.
Oh, thank you.
You're so welcome. I'm so glad that I could help you. I feel so honored working on you and working with you.
Oh, tears of gratitude. Thank you.
That's what it's all about, honey.
Mm-hmm. Thank
Love.
You so much.
Love and gratitude and just compassion, compassion, and compassion. So you feel a lot better to me.
Mm-hmm.
You're doing a lot of releasing. That'll be going on for the next... Oh, about, let me see here, 10 minutes, no, 20 minutes, yes, 30 minutes, no, 20 minutes. You'll be clearing for the next 20 minutes.
Good.
And my work, what happens with my work there is that people don't go into a toxicity, you know, where you get a massage and people just release toxins and they're sick for like 2 weeks. My work is instantaneous, so you won't have to worry about suffering with those kind of feelings.
Wow.
Okay.
Wonderful. Thank you.
Thank you so much for calling. And give me a call back sometime.
I will do that, if only to share joy. Maybe this is the last healing I will need.
We all need healings.
Okay.
I've been trying to find somebody that will heal me. So.
Oh, well, that's one flight up.
Yeah. Yeah, I think so.
Okay.
You have a wonderful day.
Thank you so much. Bye.
God bless you.
God bless.
Bye-bye. Energy can be given to us just by letting go. The DNA and the RNA, it always wants to be healed and loved. The universe sends us tremendous energy all the time. And to be able to feel it, to be able to work with it, its vibrancy is extremely high. The tones are extremely high. Now, what I was doing with tones, I have a good friend of mine, Bob, and his lady, Fair. And what happens is that Bev L., I know she's listening to the program, we work on her eyes. She has some problems with her eyes, and they keep getting better all the time. But I've been able to take those tones and automatically recharge the eyes and open them up with the tones. As I said, I've been working with that for about 10 or 11 years now. And the universe has a beautiful, beautiful energy. And the music of the universe, keeping time with the universe, is everything. And just, hello?
Hello, Steve. This is Joy.
Hi. Joy?
Yes.
What a beautiful name.
Thank you.
What can I help you with, Joy?
Well, it's almost I can feel an energetic tickle already connecting with you. but fun. Well, I first want to express my appreciation for you. You are the softest, loveliest energy I have found, and I appreciate so much your speaking about compassion. That is something that I am choosing to learn to extend towards myself.
Yes.
Much more readily generous with other people in that
yes.
regard than me. And what I am requesting, please, is healing to help my body integrate all the big quantum leaps that I am loving, making at a consciousness level, and I'm observing a bit of struggle, as you know, the lag of reaching at a cellular level, a struggle in my body, and also something you addressed last week with regards to the fluids. Love that,
yes.
that you talked about compassion. I really notice a lot of swelling with my legs. And the last component of this, which prompted me today to reach out to you, because I'm somebody who operates at super fast speed, and I'm always writing very quickly inspirational messages of love, etc. I'm finding that I need to, well, it's appropriate, let's say, it would support me in my mission to start spending time on the computer and online. And my body is so unhappy with that. I lose my
yes.
joy, I lose my speed, and it creates confusion even.
Yes.
I believe because
yes.
of my hypersensitivity to energy, like I could feel you so readily, when I go online,
right.
I'm feeling everything and it's way too much. So
well,
my request
think...
would be to have assistance in negotiating, let's say, my frequency with the computer so I can be happy and joyful using it.
Well, what's happening now, dear, for the last minute that we've been talking, you're opening up to a tremendous amount of compassion. Your spine and your lower spine have been opening up. You should be able to feel that energy again in your lower spine, in the coccyx area along with the just a little above that area. You should be able to feel a tremendous amount of energy and a tremendous amount of joy. How does that feel to you, dear?
I am feeling a lightening. I have been sitting
yes.
a long time at the computer, and I had so much compression and tightness, and
yes.
that's lightening up.
Well, what we need to do is this. What I would like you to do is that you have a very, very brilliant, beautiful mind. What you need to do with this brilliant, beautiful mind is to let go. Allow.
Okie dokie, then.
Allow everything to let go, honey. That's it. Beautiful. Now, you should be able to feel yourself going deeper into your body right now. Can you feel that lowering? Can you feel the energy opening up deeper into your body?
Yes.
Don't be afraid of it, honey. Allow yourself to be. Allow yourself the gratitude of being in touch with energy that's so strong. Now, this is coming from you, not from me. You're just opening up to some beautiful energy inside yourself. And I'm hearing words from God, and He's telling me to tell you, let it be. Let yourself be, honey. Don't work hard at what you're trying to do. Keep it very simple. These are words that I'm hearing that I'm giving you. Adapt to the adaption of yourself, which means let go. That's it. Now you should feel your eyes opening up right above your eyebrows. There's a lot of energy going into your eyes. Can you feel that now?
I'm not aware of it. I'm not sensing that.
Well, what's happening right now is that it's opening up. Just let me be aware of what I'm feeling for you. And what I would like you to do, do you have flowers where you're at?
I have beautiful trees.
Okay. Why don't you look out the window, and I think you'll see the trees at a very, very vibrant rate. In other words, you'll be able to see them at a much, much higher vibrancy and color. Take a look outside. I think you'll see they'll be very, very beautiful.
Yes.
Yes, good. It looks a lot brighter, doesn't it?
Yes, and very clear.
Yes, yes. What we need to do, dear, is to learn to let go. It's so important. You have such a wonderful mind. Allow yourself the privilege. Allow yourself the privilege of feeling the energy that you have without hesitation or reservation. That's it. Just free yourself, honey. Just free up. That's it. Just let go. That's it. You should be able to feel yourself grounding a lot more.
I'm just getting closer to my feet. I'm between my shin bone and my ankle.
Yes. Yes. Good. Now you're going down to Mother Earth. You're going right down to the center of Mother Earth. You need to do that. Evidently, that's what your body wants. What we're going to be doing is making a connection to Mother Earth, which will be a lot stronger for you. You're about halfway there. Just stay with me. I'm following you down. That's it. Now you should be able to feel more energy in your lower spine. Can you feel that?
Right now I got a bit of a sharp pain on my lower left quadrant.
That's okay. Just keep flowing down. What you're doing is releasing. That's it. You're doing beautifully. Okay, there's a lot of light. Can you see that light now? Can you feel the vibrancy of the light?
I'm starting to.
Yeah, there's you're becoming extremely focused. Can you feel that?
Yes.
You can feel your mind clearing and you're not having any brain chatter right now. Can you feel that?
Did you say shadow?
No,
chatter.
Brain chatter.
Yes.
Yes, the brain chatter is going. Actually, it's gone.
Yeah.
What you're feeling is straight energy from heaven to the center of the earth, and you're coming back up again, and you're bringing that energy with you. Good, good. Just stay with me. You're doing fine. That's beautiful. That's really, really beautiful. You should feel your eyes opening up even more. Be aware of the energy around your eyes, around you now. You should be able to see more peripherally than you've ever been able to do before. How does that feel to you?
Huh. When you said that, I was there with you. It's like, oh,
yes.
It's like magically appeared.
Yes. What we need to do, the more you let go, the more you're going to be able to do things instantaneously. The universe knows things instantaneously. It doesn't know things from 5 years from now. It knows right this second what you need and what needs to be done. So what we did was take you to the center of the earth. The molecular structure in your back is changing dramatically. The darkness that's in your body is coming out and there's light coming in. So the pain that you're feeling right now in your lower back is stuff and issues that you had years ago that's coming out instantaneously. So let all that come out. Your first chakra is opening up beautifully. That's it. allow yourself to freedom of your own expression. You're opening up to, wow, that was a big let go. Oh, good. How does that energy feel to you?
I can feel the beginning of flexibility in my lower vertebrae that had felt so fused.
Yes. It's loosening up and releasing. What we're doing is I'm going right into the lower part of your spine, into the vertebrae, and we're clearing everything out. So I'm actually in your vertebrae right now, and we're clearing everything. I'm watching the black as it's leaving. So I'm going to stay with you until the black is gone.
Oh, bless you. Thank you.
Oh, bless you. That's it. You're doing great, honey. Here we go. There goes the light. How does that feel? It should be like a breath of fresh air.
Yeah, I have a huge smile on my face.
I bet you do, honey. You're going also into a state of nirvana. You're being cleared very quickly. There's a message coming through from God. It says, love me as I love you, and all will come to those who await my time. It's beautiful. Thank you, Lord. What you need to do is trust yourself even more. Trust yourself by letting go. Give yourself the freedom that you want by letting go. God does not want anything to be so drastic. He wants everything to be very simple. The simpler we open up, the simpler we allow things to be, the more complete we become. And we don't know his ways. We don't know why he gives us the energy that we have. But I'm being told to keep things very simple. And when you have things that let go simply, you just open up to more energy. Now, I'm seeing a lot of... You're starting to open up more multidimensionally. I think that's something that you wanted for quite a while.
Yes.
Yes, you're really opening up to the energy now. Would you do me a big favor?
Yes.
Would you breathe through your eyes? In other words, take a breath through your mouth, and you'll feel energy simultaneously going through the right and left eye. It'll be cool air. How does that feel to you?
I'm breathing in through my mouth. I didn't feel
cool,
but I did see a brightening. The world seemed brighter.
Good, good. Do you feel the energy opening up in your eyes? Can you feel the energy as cool air? What you're doing is breathing through your eyes. Not hard to do. It's really a wonderful thing to do, because what you're doing is clearing yourself out through your spine right now. So how does that energy feel going through your eyes? Can you feel that cool air?
I don't feel it as cool, but I sense it as new.
As what, dear?
New, fresh.
Me?
N-E-W.
As me?
New.
Excuse
N-E-W.
me?
N-E-W, new.
Oh,
fresh.
New, yes. Okay, good.
Yeah, like new. But I don't feel the cool.
That's okay. What we need to do is eventually you'll feel that coolness going through your eyes. It takes a little while. Some people can get it right away, and some people it takes a little while. Now, what happens when that starts opening up, so you'll know, is that the brain, you start releasing tremendous amount of energy through your head, and your brain just goes to town. It'll be like there's nothing in it. but pure love and compassion. It just it clears so much so fast. And that's what's happening for you now. Can you feel your head very clear?
Yes.
Your brain. Good.
Yes.
Allow yourself to be. It's very important. I'm keep on hearing this message. Allow yourself to be. You're doing so beautifully. Now, if I might ask you, you're going into nirvana, but this is a whole different kind of nirvana. I'm going to tell you what you're feeling so you'll have an idea. If you're looking straight ahead, you won't see your body. Can you see that?
I sense it. I'm looking out the window, but I sense that.
Yes. What you're doing is that you're going into a state of transparency, which very, very few people reach that height.
I have been craving this. I knew it was a possibility, and I just ardently desire it with all my heart.
God knows what you want, honey. I am just the conduit. This is what I do. So what I'm suggesting to do is to take a look inside your body. You'll see that everything is gone. Liver, pancreas, everything is gone. All you'll see is pure white light. How does that feel to you?
Blissful.
Yes. You can reach these states of energy all by yourself. Just let go and keep it simple, honey.
I'm a master complicator.
Aren't we all?
A PhD in complexity.
Yeah. The less complex, the more we open. So you have the ability, honey, to reach the height of nirvana, which you did, but what you're doing also is that you're relaxing enough to let everything go in the body and just bringing pure white light in. So you're in a transparency. Now, when I do massages, I still have my first clients after 16 years.
Oh.
And they reach states of consciousness that's very, very high, where the room will actually disappear.
Oh.
And we're standing right in heaven's gate. So there's a lot that you can do. You need to allow yourself to let go and just be, honey. You have the ability of reaching these heights. Everybody does if they just learn to let go and keep things simple and being in touch with a tremendous amount of compassion that you've just made a connection with.
Yeah.
The universe is filled with love, compassion, harmony, and light, honey. It happens instantaneously. All we need to do is to believe in ourselves and let go. Because we are the universe. We are part of the whole. Where are you calling from?
I'm calling from Florida.
Okay. Would you do me another favor?
Yes.
Hold your hand out like you're going to shake my hand.
Doing
okay?
It.
Now what I'm going to do, I'm taking my hand now, and you should be able to feel that energy right at your fingertips.
Yes, I feel vibration.
Yes. That's to let you know there's no limit to the aura. The aura is eternal. So when you hear people say that the aura is only a foot away from you, it's not so. What we're doing is that we're getting in touch with the aura, which is eternal. It goes right to the universe. It goes to angels. It goes to God. It goes to everything. We're all connected as one. We think that we're separate, but in the final analysis of everything, we're all connected to the main source. I think Buddha said it the best. He said, there are many streams leading to the same ocean.
Oh, beautiful.
So now you should be able to feel the energy all around you, very, very open.
I'm feeling tingly. My whole left arm that is outstretched to you is totally tingly, as well as the top of my head.
Yes. Do me a favor. Put down your left arm. Put up your right arm.
Oh, thank you. Yes. And I'd like to also include my computer. I want my laptop to be a joyful experience.
It is already a joyful experience. What you're doing is that the RNA, the DNA, the atomic structure, the cellular structure is really opening now. If you want to feel something, you should be able to hear the harmonics of the universe in your body right now. There should be a little high-pitched sound. It's going to last maybe for about 30 seconds. It'll go away. Can you hear the sound of the DNA? It should be almost like a high-pitch type of beautiful sound.
I would language it for me more like feeling a beautiful harmonic buzz, like it's.
There you go. There you go. You've made the connection.
Oh, now I'm feeling like a flood of energy out of my right hand.
Yes. Yes.
Sending it back to you, Steve.
Well, that's fine. Wherever it needs to go. Allow yourself to be, honey. That's what it's all about. If you let go, the energy flows in and out. It's just, it's absolutely amazing. And the best part of it is that if you go outside now and you slowly sit down and you look at the ground, you know, find yourself a level where you can actually see the ground for miles and miles and miles, the earth will breathe for you.
Oh.
You'll be able to feel the earth breathing. This is all interesting stuff. What we're doing is opening you up to the simplicity of energy. I think you've wanted this for a long time. So what we're doing is showing you and giving you the energy that you want. You're able to handle it, so that's why we're doing it this evening. But that feels really good. How do you feel? You should feel just in a state of wonderfulness.
I am. I have this huge smile on my mouth that is just gaping open. And I'm looking at my view, which is actually quite spectacular, of water. I have lots of a nice large pond and beautiful trees and lots of grass that I
wonderful.
Do feel breathing. I feel that it's breathing with me from my
good,
room.
Good, honey. Good. Well, listen, I need to go at 6:53. Somebody else might be calling. But please, give me a call back sometime. God bless you. You're doing fabulous work, and remember to keep it simple.
My pleasure. Bless you. Thank you.
Oh, thank you so much. Take care of yourself.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Call me anytime.
Oh, I appreciate that.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Again, the energies that we're feeling is that we can do so many spectacular things, and just by keeping it simple, to feel the harmonics of the earth, to feel the music and the heartbeat of the earth, it's actually really simple to do. All we need to do is to let go. You'll be able to feel anything that you want to feel. And it's beautiful. It's absolutely beautiful to be able to feel the harmonics of yourself and to be able to open up to that kind of energy. It's not something that's going to distract you, but what it will do is open you up to you. And you'll open up to the primal state of who you really are. And I think it's really wonderful that we have the ability to be able to trust ourselves enough to be able to do that. And I think it's just fabulous. And I want to thank everybody for calling me this evening. It's just a wonderful time. And what we'll do next week is that we will continue with the RNA, the DNA, the cellular structure, the atomic structure, And I think we'll have a lot of fun with the fluids of the body, and maybe we can watch it dance. Maybe we can find a rainbow within that. I'm not sure of that, but I think that's there, and we will explore that next week. I think that'll be a lot of fun to do. Anyhow, it's 6:55. I've got about another minute and a half, maybe 2 minutes. And if anybody's there that wants to speak to me for those 2 minutes, I'm more than happy to share my time and try to help you as much as I can. What we can do is just share love. Everybody send love to everybody else. Give yourself the ability to set yourself free by letting go. It's the most beautiful thing that you can do for yourself. It's the most beautiful thing that you can do for the universe and for Mother Earth. Allow yourself to be. Just be. I think it'll be a wonderful way to enjoy Mother Earth, to enjoy yourself, and to become more of you. Thank you so much for listening, and I love you all, and hopefully I will see you next week, and we'll be able to continue this. Thank you so much. God bless, and have a good evening. This is the Steve Barish Healing Hour. Bye-bye.